You found an empty room, turned up for meals as usual, and generally no one noticed. Although, if you were unfortunate, you might attract students. And if you looked hard enough in some of the outlying regions of the university, you could find an expert on anything. You could even find an expert on finding an expert. The professor of recondite architecture and origami map folding had been woken up, been introduced to the Arch-Chancellor, who'd never set eyes on him before, and had produced a map of the university which would probably be accurate for the next few days and looked rather like a chrysanthemum in the act of exploding. Finally, the wizards reached a door, and Ridcully glared at the brass plate on it as if it had just been cheeky to him. "Bird, egregious professor of cruel and unusual geography," he said. "This looks like the one." "We must have walked miles," said the dean, leaning against the wall. "I don't recognise any of this." Ridcully glanced around. The walls were stone, but had at some time been painted in that very special institutional green that you get when an almost finished cup of coffee is left standing for a couple of weeks. There was a board covered in balding and darker green felt, on which had been optimistically thumbtacked the word notices. But from the looks of it, there had never been any notices and never would be, ever. There was a smell of ancient dinners. Ridcully shrugged and knocked on the door.
"I don't remember him," said the lecturer in recent runes.
"I think I do," said the dean. "Not a very promising boy. Had ears. Don't often see him around, though. Always has a suntan. Odd, that."
"He's on the staff. If anyone knows anything about geography, he's our man."
Ridcully knocked again.
"Perhaps he's out," said the dean. "That's where you mostly get geography. Outside."
Ridcully pointed to a little wooden device by the door. There was one outside every wizard's study. It consisted of a little sliding panel in a frame. Currently, it was revealing the word in, and presumably was covering the word out, although you could never be sure with some wizards. The lecturer in creative uncertainty, for example, held rather smugly that he was in a state of both inness and outness, until such time as anyone knocked on his door and collapsed the field, and that it was impossible to be categorical before that event. Logic is a wonderful thing, but doesn't always beat actual thought. The dean tried to slide the panel. It refused to budge.
"He must come out sometimes," said the senior wrangler. "Besides, sensible men should be in bed at 3 a.m.
"Yes, indeed," said the dean meaningfully.
Ridcully thumped on the door.
I demand that you open up," he shouted. "I am the master of this college."
The door moved under the blow, but not very much. It was blocked by what turned out to be, after some strenuous shoving by all the wizards, an enormous pile of paperwork. The dean picked up a yellowing piece of paper.
"This is the memo saying I've been appointed as dean," he said. "That was years ago." "Surely he must come out sometime," said the senior wrangler. "Oh, dear."
The same thought had occurred to the other wizards, too.
"Remember poor old Wally Slover?"
murmured the chair of indefinite studies, looking around in some trepidation.
"3 years of tutorials post-mortem."
"Well, the students did say he was a bit quiet," said Ridcully.
He sniffed.
"Doesn't smell bad in here. Quite fresh, really. Pleasantly salty. Aha!"
There was a bright light under a door at the other end of the crowded and dusty room, and the wizards could hear a gentle splashing.
"Bath night. Good man," said Ridcully. "Well, we don't have to disturb him."
He peered at the titles of the books that lined the room.
"Bound to be a lot about XXXX somewhere here," he added, pulling out a volume at random. "Come along. One man, one book each."
"Can we at least send out for some breakfast?" grumbled the dean.
"Far too early for breakfast," said Ridcully.
"Well, some supper then."
"Too late for supper."
The chair of indefinite studies took in the rest of the room. A lizard scuttled across the wall and disappeared.
"A bit of a mess in here, isn't there?"
he said, glaring at the place where the lizard had been.
"Everything's very dusty. What's in all these boxes?"
"Says rocks on this side," said the dean. "Makes sense. If you're going to study the outdoors, do it in the warm."
"But what about all the fishing nets and coconuts?"
The dean had to agree the point. The study was a mess, even by the extremely expansive standards of wizardry. Boxes of dusty rocks occupied the little space that wasn't covered with books and paper.